Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got David Friend back on the show. David is the CEO of Carbonite, which is a company that makes its living in the cloud. And you've heard me talk about the cloud before, about doing business in the cloud, about cloud computing, and he's in the business of helping people like you and me protect our assets, and we're going to talk about that, the whole idea of cloud computing and how it benefits us and how you can do lots of different things there. David Friend, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Well, nice to be back.
I've been talking quite a bit over the last couple of years about cloud computing, about doing business in the cloud, and we've talked about the fact that so many companies like yours making major investments to allow companies, small businesses, to be able to access processing power for quickly, to rent that power, to rent it at an incremental price that's very nominal in most cases. In fact, in some cases, it's free. I mean, Google allows you to do a lot of this. All their stuff basically is free, isn't it? So, you know, my Google Calendar that we use, I don't have to pay for that. But there are some things that you do have to pay for, and you should pay for. But regardless, it all resides in the cloud, doesn't it?
Yeah, and in the case of backup, that's been one of the great success stories in cloud computing because it's just been a much easier and less expensive way to get all your critical business data off-site where it's safe.
Well, you know, that was an evolutionary process for me, David. We did an after a fashion job of backing up our data here in my office for years. You know, I've owned every media device you can think of for the last 20 years. I've owned every darn kind of media device, megabyte storage, gigabyte storage. I've owned just about everything you can think of to do backup on. And we did, as I said, we kind of did an after a fashion job because it wasn't automatic. It wasn't the way it should have been, because we've had a peer to peer environment here. Like most, as you know, most small businesses are peer to peer, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And that's where somebody like you, with you guys, with your program, where it excels. And I think that's where a lot of the cloud computing, one of the reasons it excels is because of the peer to peer environments. You can buy these individual subscriptions or multiple subscriptions and spread it around the organization. And so now though we've been one of your customers, one of Carbonite customer now for a couple of years, and your stuff works great. But my point about the evolution, it took me a while, David, to really get comfortable with giving my stuff to somebody else. I've always been a real fuss budget about protecting my assets, and it made me I had to go through a process of letting you guys have it.
Yeah, well, you know, the encryption is that we use, as far as I know, has never been broken. And
tell the audience what that means.
Well, when you install Carbonite on a PC, part of the software that you install encrypts the data before it transmits it over the internet to our data center.
Yeah.
And so by the time we get it, it's just a hash of ones and zeros.
Yeah.
And not even anybody at Carbonite could tell.
It wouldn't mean anything to you if you tried to open it.
No. So, even if somebody were to try to look at it, all they would see is gibberish. So, it's actually a lot safer than a lot of the ways I see people backing up. When we were designing our small business product, we did a lot of interviews with small business people. We went out and actually visited their offices and talked to them about what they were doing. And, you know, people were doing the darndest things. I mean, they would copy all their data onto a CD or
an
external hard drive, and they'd send it home with a receptionist
in
their basement.
It's happening right now all over the world.
I met one guy who, I guess got in a dispute with the person who had been taking the data home, and she refused to bring their hard drive back.
She was holding him hostage, wasn't she?
Exactly. So, and, you know, the data, when you copy data onto an external hard drive, it is not encrypted. So
right.
if that hard drive ever gets lost or stolen,
right.
It's just right out there for anybody
There's
to look
been
at.
All kinds so, of examples in the government where somebody took a laptop home and all the secrets to the kingdom were stolen out of the back seat of the car.
Yeah, you know, or every now and then one of these companies, that does storage of data, you know, the guy's in getting a Dunkin' Donuts and somebody runs off with a truck.
Right. Right, exactly. So folks, the, I guess what I'm saying is you know, I encourage you to here's the point I came to on this thing, David. I said, okay, even before I really, you know, of course, as you know, encryption is a fairly new thing for to be available to the masses. And so I had to say, okay, I've got to get over this thing about letting my stuff go out over the ether. But now that I know that it's encrypted, but the main thing is what are, I had to decide. Okay, what are the chances? Where's the real exposure for me? Is it somebody will see some of my stuff, or is it that I won't get it backed up and I'll never see it again if I lose a hard drive? And I decided that the former was the better example, the better solution for me. And so, you know, we signed up.
Yeah, well, you know, when this data gets stored in the cloud, at least in our case, it's stored on what's called a RAID 6 array. And these things are, you know, they spread your data out over redundantly over 15 disk drives.
Mm-hmm.
And these RAID 6 arrays are literally millions of times more reliable than an individual disk drive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the chances of your losing data are a lot greater if you've got, you know, your data stored on some cheap, you know, external media.
And so here's one of the reasons why I'm glad that David's using some of this technical terms is as you're considering your own backup, your own cloud backup solutions, because, David, you got competitors, right?
Oh, yeah.
As you're considering anybody that out there who might be you might use, whether it be Carbonite, David's company, or the others, these are good questions to ask, aren't they?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, you want to ask these kind of technical questions. So we'll take a quick break, David. David Friend is our guest, folks. He's CEO of Carbonite. We're going to talk some more about this, about your security, about working in the cloud, and other topics right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and if you go put a .com on the end of that, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find my website, which is over 12 years old, and which we've constantly updated and currently is in a beautiful form to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Lots of stuff there at your fingertips. And you can search, you can check the categories, you can check, you can just, there are a lot of different ways you can get information, anywhere from 5 seconds, depending on how much time you have, 5 seconds to 15 minutes on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something that will help you. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out my blog while you're there as well. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. David Friend is with us. He is the CEO of Carbonite, a company that I've been telling you about for a long time. We met these guys a while back, and I thought they were onto something. David, I thought then, I said, I think you guys are onto something.
Yeah, you did.
And they are. But David, up to now, I've been using what you called your consumer product.
Yeah.
And I am glad to hear that you guys have been working on something that's actually a little more dedicated to what I need as a small business owner.
Right. So yeah, just very recently we introduced a product called Carbonite Pro, and you can see it at carbonitepro.com. And you know, we have literally hundreds of thousands of small businesses who have been using our consumer product, just like you have, because it's very inexpensive, and and simple to use. But, you know, people were calling us saying, gee, I don't want to, you know, buy 10 different subscriptions for the
right.
10 people in my office. And, you know, if Charlie leaves the company, I want to be able to deactivate his backup account immediately and
right.
that sort of thing. So, you know, what Carbonite Pro does is it puts a sort of an administrative web layer on top of this so that, you know, an office admin or somebody like that, whoever sort of takes care of the office systems, can see who's using how much space, and they can...
So you're pricing it per company's total space, not per desktop.
That's right. So, you know, the consumer...
That makes a lot more... A lot better pricing, I think, for us.
It would be, I think. You know, the consumer product is $55 a year for unlimited backup on one PC.
Right.
Carbonite Pro is you buy a bucket of gigabytes, so it's tiered like a cell
right.
phone pricing plan.
Makes a lot more sense.
And you can spread that across an unlimited number of computers, so it doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter whether you have 5 computers or 10 computers. And, you know, one of the things that small business people told us is they don't want to have to worry about going and buying another license when they get another PC
right.
and that kind of stuff. So we
right.
made it unlimited with no per PC pricing.
Well, and I think that this is going to be positioned well for the as the economy expands and people start hiring more people. This is going to be a good addition for you guys.
Yeah,
what do you see?
It's a great way for a small business to protect all their data assets.
Well, folks, and as you've heard me say before, I mean, one of the research that we've reported on over the years here, David, is the fact that the form of assets that businesses leverage these days has inverted over the last 30 years from physical to digital.
Mm.
From 80% physical to 10% intangible to now it's more like 20% physical to 80% intangible or digital. And so, folks, more of the things that are really matter to your company are on your hard drive and not in your warehouse.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And there's some pretty scary statistics about the chances of what happens when a business loses its data.
Oh, yeah. David, I went years without losing a hard drive, and I've lost two in the last 24 months.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're cheaper, and they're actually less reliable because, you know, you used to be able to get 10 gigabytes on a hard drive, and now you can get, you know, 2 terabytes on
right.
a hard drive and in the same little space. So the,
right.
you know, these things are extremely delicate.
Right. So, folks, the thing about what I'd like to encourage you to do is you know, I'm telling you about Carbonite. David's here. He's our friend. So I'm you know what I do on this show. I introduce you to people who are leaders in their industry, but there are other people out there who do this. And I know David, you know, wants you to do business with him, and all I want you to do is start somewhere. Go somewhere and get and learn more about this. Find out what it takes, how little it takes. Because David, what I like about having a backup system, a cloud backup system like yours, is that I don't have to do anything. I set it up, and I create a file, and I create a lot of files in a year's time, David, you know, thousands. And you know, within minutes, it's already backed up, and I've got a little dot there that tells me it's backed up.
Yeah, I mean, that is the nice thing about
and I didn't do
online
anything.
Backup, is it just sits there in the background and works. And you don't even have to be in the office for it to work.
Right.
I mean, if you're in Starbucks and you open your laptop up and typing away, and you know, Carbonite would be backing up
right.
over the internet.
So, folks, get somebody to help you with this. Back the cloud, in the clouds is the best way, in my opinion, to back up, especially for small businesses. Huge companies, maybe the tape drives are the best way, but for small companies, this is the way to do it. Find somebody to do it, and all I'm saying is start with Carbonite, see what they've got, compare them to other people, and make your decision, but do it with somebody. David, it's carbonitepro.com, is that right?
That's correct.
So check it out, folks, when you get a chance. David, thanks for being here. Good job today. Appreciate the report.
All right, Jim.
We'll see you next time. David Friend, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of Carbonite. That's carbonitepro.com. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come. Don't forget, it's International Networking Week. How about that?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.